Welcome to the Text-Based Programming Unit. In 2012, text-based programming was introduced to the Key Stage 3 curriculum, as it's essential that all our students have the skills. Computational thinking, logic, patience are all required in order to program with Python. These skills are transferable to maths when you have a wordy problem where you need to use BID maths, or in science if you're doing an experiment and you need to break it down step by step. If you don't do it in the right order, it's not going to work. In Spanish, when you are speaking in Spanish, you need to use the correct words or you'll not be understood. So programming teaches you computational thinking. What we're looking at today in the first lesson is sequencing, where using a translator, the computer can translate line by line the algorithm. We're going to be introducing terms like input, where the user has to input something, output, when something is displayed for the user. We're going to be looking at de facto standards, which are internationally recognized for programmers, where they put the title, the author, and the date at the top, and then this program is designed to, so that we know what the program's actually meant to do. Throughout the code, we put in comments. The reason we do that is so that if somebody needs to help us or somebody else takes over the program from us at a later stage, they know what the program is supposed to do.